Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Neil Young has had a long and storied career. His early work with Buffalo Springfield, a band he helped found with Stephen Stills, and a band he would quit and rejoin several times during its brief existence. Neil's writing and playing wander between very personal expressions of inner feelings and thoughts to hard guitar riffs and folk and rockabilly styles. Now, he's a guy that covered a lot of ground in a short while. And he was quite prolific, writing many songs for the Springfield and producing two solo albums in the year and a half after its breakup. Now, by the time he joined with pals Stephen Stills, David Crosby, and Graham Nash for the album Deja Vu, he was also recording his own third solo effort called After the Gold Rush. Again, Neil mixes his genres and garners some helping performances from the likes of Stephen Stills, Jack Nitzsche, Greg Reeves, and an 18-year-old Nils Lofgren. Now, After the Gold Rush is an album to sit back and absorb. I can't tell you how many times I've put this album on, sat back, and just let my mind wander through the tunes. So, what do you say we do just that? Neil Young's After the Gold Rush on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Sailing hard ships through broken hearts. I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. On the run in the 1970s. 70s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie.
When you were young and on your
There must be some way that I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past. Find someone new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, oh, lonesome me. I'll bet she not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. There must be some way that I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about my past, find someone new. I can't get over how she set me free. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Just find someone who's turning, and you will come around.
After the Gold Rush from Neil Young on today's Yeah Baby Tunes, we gave you Tell Me Why, After the Gold Rush, Only Love Can Break Your Heart, Southern Man, another of Neil's social commentary showing up in his work, Oh Lonesome Me, a Don Gibson tune, Don't Let It Bring You Down, and When You Dance, I Can Really Love. Now, the album didn't knock the critics out. Let me read you what Rolling Stone said about it. Neil Young devotees will probably spend the next few weeks trying desperately to convince themselves that After the Gold Rush is good music, but they'll be kidding themselves, for despite the fact that the album contains some potentially first-rate material, none of the songs here rise above the uniformly dull surface. Always funny to look back at critiques like that. Rolling Stone has since placed After the Gold Rush at number 71 on their 500 greatest albums of all time, and Neil's highest ranking on that list. I guess Time heals all criticisms. After the Gold Rush certainly benefited from the successes of Deja Vu and the other solo albums from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and although Harvest is the album that credited with making Neil a household name, I think this album is the one that unlocked the door. Neil Young and After the Gold Rush on Today's Tunes. Please share us with your friends on Facebook, and no tweeting when you're behind the wheel. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.